You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Let's ask a question that might make some people uncomfortable. Is the word vegan helping the movement or hurting it? Before you get defensive, stay with me. This is not about watering anything down. It's not about compromising ethics. It's about branding, psychology, and how humans actually behave. Because whether we like it or not, words carry emotional weight. And vegan carries a lot of it. For some people, the word vegan means compassion, justice, sustainability, health, and alignment. For others, it means extreme, restrictive, judgmental, political, difficult. Same word, completely different emotional reaction. Branding is not what you say about yourself. It's what people feel when they hear your name. When someone hears vegan, what flashes through their mind? Is it vibrant food and community, or is it protest signs and arguments on social media? Now here's the tricky part. The word vegan was never meant to be a marketing slogan. It was meant to define a philosophy. The term was coined in 1944 by Donald Watson when he founded the Vegan Society in the UK. It was about ethics, it was about reducing harm, it was about a worldview. But in 2026, the word operates inside a completely different ecosystem. We live in a hyper-branded world. Everything competes for attention. Everything has a narrative. So the question becomes, is the word functioning as a bridge or as a barrier? Here's where psychology comes in. People resist identity shifts far more than they resist behavior changes. If you tell someone, try oat milk instead of dairy, that feels manageable. If you tell someone, become vegan, that feels like a total identity overhaul. Identity is tribal. It's social. It's emotional. When someone hears vegan, they don't just hear food. They hear lifestyle. They hear expectations. They hear potential judgment, even if that judgment isn't there. That's why plant-based exploded. Plant-based sounds nutritional, sounds flexible, it sounds non-threatening. It focuses on behavior, not identity. That distinction matters. Look at how brands shifted. Food companies don't say vegan burger anymore. They say plant-based burger. Restaurants say plant-forward. Doctors say whole food plant-based. Why? Because it reduces friction. Marketing is about lowering resistance. If your goal is to increase adoption, sometimes you soften your entry point. But here's the tension. When you soften the word, do you dilute the philosophy? That's the real debate. Some argue that moving from vegan to plant-based erases the ethical core. Because technically, you can eat plant-based for the health and still wear leather. You can eat plant-based and not care about animal rights. So yes, they are different. But movements grow in layers. Some people come through health, some come through the environment, some come through ethics. Very few people start at the deepest philosophical level on day one. So the real strategic question is plant-based a gateway or a detour? If someone starts plant-based and eventually becomes ethically vegan, was the softer term helpful? If someone avoids the word vegan entirely but still stops consuming animal products, is that a loss? Let's be honest, the word vegan has power. It has clarity, it has moral conviction, it has history. But it also has baggage. And movements that grow eventually have to confront their own branding. This is something I understand deeply as someone building Vegans Explore and as something global. I've seen firsthand that new audiences respond differently depending on the framing. Pre-vegans feels inviting. Vegans Explore feels community-centered. Plant-based feels accessible. The psychology shifts with the wording. That doesn't mean abandoning the word vegan. I mean, we call ourselves Vegans Explore for a reason. It means being strategic about when and how it's used. So, is it helping or hurting? Here's my honest answer. The word vegan is powerful for those already aligned. It can be polarizing for those not yet there. That doesn't mean we erase it. It means we use it intentionally. If the mission is impact, not ego, then we care about outcomes. Are more animals spared? Are more people eating plants? Are more conversations happening? If the answer is yes, then the language is doing its job. Sometimes the front door says plant-based, and the deeper rooms say vegan. And that's okay. Every movement eventually faces this question. Do we protect the purity of the label, or do we expand the reach of the mission? Maybe the real answer is this. The word vegan is not the problem. Unstrategic communication is. And if we care about long-term change, we have to understand branding, psychology, and marketing just as much as we understand nutrition and ethics. Because movements don't just win on truth. They win on clarity. And clarity is strategic. This has been Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and we are a daily vegan podcast. That means we are producing a brand new episode every day, spreading awareness, the message behind the vegan movement, the people behind the vegan movement, and we definitely would love to hear from you. Go to veganexplore.com/podcast, and you'll see the details on the page to leave a voice message or reach out to us if you are interested in being a guest on our program. We're always looking for new voices to feature. So thank you so much for checking us out. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow.